October 5th, Blessed Mark of Bologna, Confessor, First Order. Among the beautiful palaces in Bologna, which to this day give evidence of the glory enjoyed by this city in the Middle Ages, one of the most beautiful is the palace of the Fantuzzi. Mark of Bologna was born in it in the year 1405, the only son of this wealthy patrician family. When he had completed his studies in philosophy as well as in civil and ecclesiastical law at the university of his native city, and the question of choosing a state of life arose, this generous young man, for whom the glory of this world was too insignificant, went to the door of the poor Franciscan convent and asked to be admitted there. He received the habit on the feast of his holy patron, St. Mark. He was then 26 years old. Blessed James Premedici was charged to initiate him in the religious life, and St. Bernardin of Siena was his teacher in theology. Under such direction, Mark made rapid progress in perfection, and within a few years had developed into so perfect a religious that he was appointed guardian of the convent of Fonte Colombo, that venerable abode where our divine Savior dictated the holy rule to Saint Francis. Mark was ever zealous for the faithful observance of the holy rule. After he had given proof of his sterling qualities as superior in several other convents, he was elected provincial, and in the year 1452, vicar general of the observant friars minor. Later again, he had to discharge the duties of this office for two terms of 3 years. Untiringly, he traveled about the provinces, announcing the word of God to the people, but above all, he was solicitous to maintain the faithful observance of the rule of his convents. When the king of Bosnia, who had lately been converted to the faith by the friars minor, imposed upon his subjects a special tax for the support of the convents, Mark begged him to leave his people full liberty in the matter, so that the benefactors might not lose their merits and the spirit of poverty of his brethren might not suffer injury. On the other hand, this wise director did not wish to impose any precepts over and above those already laid down in the rule. Hence, when a suggestion was made at one of the chapters that perpetual abstinence should be imposed on all the religious, Father Mark would not permit its adoption, saying, "Our perfection consists in the observance of our rule. It can do no good to add thereto anything more perfect, since in such cases the more perfect is enemy to that which is good." More edifying than his zeal and wisdom in the administration of his office was the humility he displayed when he completed his triennate. He prostrated himself before his brethren and with tears accused himself of the many faults which he believed he had committed in the administration of his office. Because of his wisdom and zeal for the interests of the church, Popes Nicholas V and Callistus III, Pius II, and Paul II held him in high regard. The last named pope wished even to raise him to the cardinalate. Father Mark, however, withdrew from Rome and found a way to evade this honor. It was not without the permission of God that for a time Mark received little consideration in the order, but the holy man bore all without a word of complaint. Full of zeal for the honor of God and the salvation of souls, he preached everywhere with the fervor of an apostle. In his 74th year, he still preached the Lenten sermons at Piacenza. It was then that he was attacked by a fever that brought him close to death's door. He asked for the guardian of the convent of the Friars Minor, which was located in the suburbs of the city, and said to him, "Father, although I am a great sinner and not worthy to die in your convent, still I beg you to grant me the privilege that I may be taken to it." Thereafter, devoutly receiving the last sacraments, he died the death of the just in Holy Week of the year 1479. Pope Pius IX approved the immemorial devotion paid to Blessed Mark. on the acknowledgement of our guilt. In his explanation of the Franciscan rule, Pope Clement V, as a supreme teacher of truth, says that delicate consciences perceive faults where others do not. Thus it was with Blessed Mark that he made so humble a confession of supposed guilt, even before anyone accused him, is a greater proof of his sanctity than many brilliant deeds would have been. According to the words of the Holy Spirit himself, he belongs to the just. The just is first accuser of himself. Proverbs 18:17. Can this mark of the just also be found in you? Blessed Mark also accepted the lack of regard that was shown him for a time as treatment justly due him. When you acknowledge your unworthiness, do you also willingly accept as your just due the treatment meted out to you? Consider how human beings usually act when they acknowledge their guilt. They immediately recall their confession again with the excuses they make. Our first parents acted that way already in paradise. Before God, Adam could not deny that he had eaten of the forbidden fruit, but he excused himself because of Eve, and Eve because of the serpent. People do the same thing to this very day. Does one not perceive it daily? In fact, the pernicious desire to excuse oneself does such havoc with some people that even in the confessional, after they have accused themselves of their guilt, they immediately recall the admission, so to say, with the excuses they set forth, so that neither God nor his representative can forgive them. For there is no forgiveness without sorrow, and no sorrow without the acknowledgement of guilt. Hence David prayed to the Lord after he had sinned. Incline not my heart to evil words, to make excuses in sins. Psalm 140:4. Pray often with him in this manner. Consider whence arises this tendency always to excuse one's faults. It is personal pride in the deceit of the infernal enemy. We have not kept free from guilt, but a humble confession would cleanse us from guilt. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from our iniquity. 1 John 1:9. Pride deceives us by representing to us that we are innocent, and the evil spirit makes us shrink from humble confession, lest we cleanse ourselves of our guilt. Remember, however, what St. Gregory says, I have greater regard for the type of self-restraint that humbly acknowledges a fault that has been committed than that which has committed no fault at all. St. Augustine beautifully says, the man and the sinner are two very different things. God made man, and man made a sinner of himself. Expiate in humble confession what you have made, so that God may redeem what he has made. The confession of our evil deeds is the beginning of good deeds. Prayer of the Church. O God, who didst grant Blessed Mark the grace to spend his life in the preaching of the gospel and to merit the crown of glory, mercifully grant that, being truly submissive by our faith, we may persevere in the struggle until death and obtain eternal reward through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Mark of Bologna,
pray for us.
Thank you.